good Lord Scroope's to the hunting gone. He has ridden o'er moss and muir, and he has grappled Hughie the grim, for stealing of the bishop's mail. Now, good Lord Scroope, this may not be. Here hangs a broadsword by my side, and if that thou canst conquer me, the matter it may soon be tried. I never was afraid of a traitor thief. Although thy name be Hughie the Graham, I'll make thee repent thee of thy deeds. If God would grant me life and time, then do your worst now, good Lord Scroope, and deal your blows as hard as you can. It shall be tried within an hour, which of us two is the better man. But as they were dealing their blows so free, and both so bloody at the time, out the moss came 10 yeomen tall, all for to take brave Hughie the Graham. They have gripped Hughie the Graham and brought him up through Carlisle town. The lads and lasses stood on the walls, crying, Hughie the Graham, thou hast ne'er gone down. Chosen a jury of men, the best that were in Carlisle town, and 12 of them cried out at once, Hughie the Graham, thou must come down. Then up bespake him good Lord Hume, as he sat by the judge's knee, 20 white oxen, my good Lord Hume, if you'll grant Hughie the Graham to me. Oh no, no, my good Lord Hume, forsooth and so it must not be, for were there but 3 Grahams of the name, they should be hanged high for me. Then up and spoke the good Lady Hume, as she sat by the judge's knee, a peck of white pennies, my good Lord Judge, if you'll grant Hughie the Graham to me. Oh no, my good Lady Hume, forsooth and so it must not be, were he but the 1 Graham of the name, he should be hanged high for me. Be guilty, said Hughie the Graham, of me my friends shall have small talk, and he has loped 15 feet and 3, though his hands were tied behind his back. He looked over his left shoulder, and for to see what he might see, and there he was aware of his own father, came tearing his hair most piteously. Your tongue, my father, he says, and say that ye didn't weep for me, for they may ravish me of me life, but they cannot banish me from heaven high. Fare ye well, fair Maggie, me wife, the last time we came o'er the muir, 'twas thou bereft me of my life, and with the bishop thou played the whore. Here, Johnny Armstrong, take thou me sword, that's made of the metal so fine, and when thou comest to the English side, remember the death of Hughie the Graham. Can tell my kith and kin, I never did disgrace their blood, and when they next see the bishop's cloak, to leave it shorter by the hood.